And we have none other than Emma Hurley, who, what, it's the third time on the panel. Emma Hurley, welcome to the program.
Hello, thank you.
And how are you today?
Oh, not too bad. I'm very glad it's Friday and the end of the week.
Indeed. Now, we talk about something this afternoon which many people have gone back to doing this week, and that is commuting.
That's right. And, yeah, I've just been reading this article about why you might be missing your commute, but for us in New Zealand, it might be why you might have missed it with many of us back. And I know that a lot of people will already be probably thinking how much they hate commuting, but you've got to hear me out because there are some reasons why it's actually quite beneficial to you. And so the reasons for that are, according to the experts, commuting gives you sort of a buffer zone between work and home, which means you've got more time, more space for reflection and the ability to shift between your home and work roles. Another major benefit is that you've got time to be bored, and boredom is very useful for your brain because it leads to you having more creative thoughts and increases your ability to problem solve. And then the other reason, I've been talking to some people in my bubble today about this, and they sort of say that they appreciate it because it's sort of the one time in their day where they kind of put time aside to just chill out, listen to podcasts and music.
Boom. Absolutely. Absolutely. It was actually quite an interesting article, this one on BBC, that notion of bookending the day. When the buses, because I take the, how I commute is by bus, it's very easy for me to get to and from work. And that is my time for taking the notes out and reading them. And I tell you what, Emma, I absolutely miss that time. Tim, you can relate.
Yeah, and I bet you don't get, given how the traffic's flowing at the moment, you don't have as much time to read your
not
notes
at all,
the moment.
No.
But yeah, I was pleasantly surprised you mentioned podcasts because that's obviously my stock and trade at the moment, and it is exactly where a large percentage of people are actually, you know, putting some earbuds in and listening to something and taking them out to, you know, different places and to hearing stories. But that shift between home and work, one of the things that really I felt hard during the lockdown was that the lack of that space to make that transition from one place to another place, and the parts of your personality that you bring out in that different place, and the way you adapt yourself to a different framing. It's very hard to be work person when your kids are playing Roblox outside the door, or your dog's jumping on you, and it makes a difference.
It does, doesn't it?
Different parts of yourself. You know?
Bookending the day, Claire. You know, we complain about the commute, and then it's taken away from us instantly, and we kind of miss it.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, I think it's, I love the idea that we all get on buses, and I love the idea of the daily commute. But I do have a caveat around that in terms of making sure we have the system that supports it and makes it really effective. Because I know this from personal experience. I've got two teenage daughters who always want to be on the bus. And we live in a really weird public transport black hole in Hillcrest,
right,
on the North Shore in Auckland. And it works well when you can access the buses you need to be on, but if you have to catch two buses to go 10 minutes, you know, it doesn't work in your favour.
So the systems don't quite sort of hook up. What about you yourself, Claire? How do you commute? And what do you do?
I commute. I listen to Radio NZ, Wallace. And
nice,
I drive
one, Claire,
to work and drive back. I always have this lofty vision of myself on an e-bike, barreling down the side of the North Shore motorways. And I always embarrass my family and friends by saying I want an e-bike, but I want an e-trike. And I know that's pushing it, but I have this vision of me on this e-trike, and I'm just waiting for the sort of clip onto the North Shore motorway so I can get down to Albany in a moment on my e-trike.
Mm. Oh, there's a nice text from Joe here. Commuting is never boring when you listen to RNZ. Well, that's nice.
Oh, goodness. There's fans out there.
Yeah. Well, it's just one text. But anyway.
fan.
A fan. Emma, what about you? It is interesting, isn't it? It's a whole article given over to the fact of more space for reflection. Boredom is useful for your brain because it does lead to creative thoughts. Maybe it's a reminder of how we use that, what we previously considered dead time.
Yeah, I think for me it's also preparing for the day, and like Tim said, not having that sort of transition zone has been really strange. And I think sort of, yeah, preparing, getting ready for the workday, but also if you've had a stressful day, having a commute home, I usually take the bus, just gives you some time to sort of, I was saying to my flatmates, get rid of all your bad vibes before you arrive home. But yeah, commuting is definitely not for everyone, and I'm sure there are lots of listeners who haven't missed it at all.
Exactly.
Yeah, that article also talks about a Ford Motor Company study which found that some commuters, especially in major European cities like London, said that their commute, they find their commute more stressful than their actual job. And then there were some respondents in Rome who said that commuting was more stressful than moving house, which I find very hard.
Yeah, well, have you tried driving in Rome? Oh, my
God. No, I haven't.
Oh, you don't want to. That's just hell on wheels.
Very good. Emma Hurley, thank you. Thank you for that. Thank you. Trials and tribulations of commuting.